This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The heroin crisis has reached epidemic proportions not just in the tri-state area, but across the country. And addiction to opiates has risen dramatically among pregnant women in the last 10 years. First Step Home started 23 years ago. It's the only addiction treatment center in Cincinnati that allows children up to age 12 to live with their mothers while they're in treatment. And joining us to discuss treating women and mothers struggling with addiction who have young children are First Step Home President and CEO Margot Spence, Clinical Director Marianne O'Malley, and Reagan, who's a client of First Step Home. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Margot, Reagan, Marianne, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
For thank having you very us. Much for having us.
Margot, give us an idea of the scope of this problem. We talk about a dramatic rise in opiate addiction among pregnant women in the last 10 years. How much of an increase has it been? How dramatic has the increase in addiction been?
We've seen a significant increase in women that are addicted to opiates, especially over the last 5 years, and especially the number of pregnant women. And we found that many of them started off in legal medications that were prescribed to them as a result of different injuries that they received, could no longer get the medication from their physicians, went out to the streets because it was cheaper and because they could receive it, and really became addicted to the opiates, to the heroin, and needed treatment to continue with their lives.
Marianne, is treatment for chemical dependency more complicated for women? Is it more of a challenge?
It is. We do gender-specific trauma-informed treatment, and what we're finding is that most women, although they get the physical addiction from possibly taking medications and then becoming addicted, that they have so many trauma issues that that's what's really pulled them into the use in the first place. We end up addressing a lot of issues, sexual abuse, domestic violence, human trafficking, lots of neglect and abuse issues that we don't necessarily see in men. Either they're not identifying them or they're not experiencing them in the same way. So that's really leading the women to wanting to kind of turn off all that pain. And an opiate is a great way to turn off pain.
Do you think that women struggling with addiction, especially if they're pregnant, do they face more of a stigma? Do they get less
Absolutely.
Support from the community?
Absolutely. Even our pregnant women have stigma about smoking cigarettes. So definitely using opiates and using a needle, they're very much stigmatized against. And what we see is if we can help them get some treatment, then baby can be healthy and can be born in a healthy way. But if we just have stigma about this, then mom doesn't even want to come in for prenatal care. We have a lot of collaboration with other agencies in Hamilton County and Cincinnati to benefit these women so that they're not experiencing all that stigma. But somebody on the street, they say, can't you just quit for your kids? Mm-hmm. And if it were that simple, there wouldn't be treatment.
So that's a big barrier to getting women into treatment.
Absolutely. We try everything that we can to provide holistic care so that we're focused not only on the woman, but also on the baby, also on the other family members, because we know that the woman can't just do it on her own. It's not just about the treatment, but it's about her changing her entire life, looking at housing, looking at employment, and all those things that are essential to being successful out in the community upon returning to the community.
So, Margot, tell us, how did First Step Home get started?
Okay. As you mentioned, we started approximately 23 years ago, and there were a group of women that were involved with Alcoholics Anonymous. They received numerous calls from individuals in the community, women, that wanted to go into treatment, but they could not find safe, sober housing to leave their children. So this group of women came together and decided to start First Step Home. And from that date until today, to my knowledge, we're still the only certified drug and alcohol treatment program that allows women to bring their children up to the age of 12 into treatment with them.
How many beds does the facility have and how many staff members?
Boy, currently we have about over 40 staff members. We have a capacity for 16 treatment beds, and the children can come in to the treatment center with their children. And then we have 9 transitional housing. So once they complete the treatment portion, then they step down into the housing units. We really try to individualize our treatment so that we're dealing with, as I mentioned, the housing along with the treatment service, outpatient services. We allow those individuals that may not have needed all the support services to come in from the community for outpatient services only as well. So at any given time, we can provide services up to 100 women. That includes the beds as well as those that are coming from the community into outpatient services as well.
Mm-hmm. Marianne, does having children involved, having your children with you, does that help in the healing process?
Absolutely. Reunification of the family is really important for us. So a lot of times women have lost custody, either in a kinship situation or through involvement through Child Protective Services. And they're willing, the agencies are willing to give a chance for mom to have her children with her in our agency. What we see is lots more motivation to remain in recovery and to see a pathway into a future with her children, especially the housing piece. Most places don't allow women to have their children like the other sober living type places. And this way they can have reunification with their family, be motivated, and become a mom again.
Yeah. Last year, we provide services to over 300 women. This year, we're expecting to provide services to over 400 women. As Marianne mentioned, the housing unit has continued to grow probably faster than any other portion of our agency because the women find it very, very difficult to find safe, sober housing in the community. Just within the past month or two, we have found it necessary to purchase another housing unit that will give women additional time to adjust to making good choices and so forth before they go out into the community on their own. Mm-hmm. So we just purchased a 24-unit building where the women will have single apartments, so that single bedroom apartments and efficiencies, so that they'll have time to adjust better prior to going out into the community.
Reagan, let's talk about your experience with First Step Home. And just to be clear, you weren't pregnant, you don't have any children. What brought you to First Step Home?
Well, I came to First Step Home. Actually, I was pregnant at the time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And due to the circumstances I was in, I did not continue with it. But First Step came and helped me through everything. They supported me from day one, and it has been vital to my recovery. Everything from the counselors to the case management, and especially the housing, as Ms. Margo was talking about, it. I've been to a treatment center, the Lindner Center, about a year prior to entering First Step. And up there, it's in like many treatment centers, it's 30 days and then you go home. And for me, and I know a lot of my, you know, associates at First Step, it's been very difficult to reintegrate into the community because you have 30 days where it's everything's, you know, great. It's like it's not real life. And then you go back to real life and it's like, how do I sustain sobriety? So here it gives us an opportunity to do the residential stay for approximately 30 days and then transition into this housing where there's still rules and guidelines and group therapy and your individual therapy. And then in where I'm at now, I'm in sober living. So it's just been a step down process to freedom and being able to make good decisions.
How hard was it for you to make the decision to go into the program?
Oh, I was blessed. I wanted to. As soon as I stepped foot in First Step, I didn't want to leave. It was scary, but First Step was unlike any organization that I've ever been exposed to or heard of because the warmth that you felt from the staff, but also the other girls who have been going through the same experience, you know, it may be a different guy or a different way of living, but essentially the same experience. So.
Yeah, and you have to keep telling us your story because it's remarkable. How are things going for you today? You've accomplished a lot. So.
Yes. Today, things are great. And I do give a lot of credit to First Step giving me the support to make things great. But I celebrate 6 months on Friday. And currently, I'm volunteering at Ohio Justice and Policy Center, helping them. I have my law degree. I am licensed to practice law in the state of Ohio. I am assisting women who have been exposed to human trafficking regain meaningful employment through tearing down barriers that their criminal record will create for them.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And Reagan, congratulations, because that's just a great accomplishment. Do you think probably wouldn't have been possible, I take it, if you hadn't gone through the First Step
Absolutely
program?
Not. No, I'd love to think I could do it on my own, but there's no way. This disease is just indescribable how horrible and terrifying it is to go through it alone. And at First Step, you don't feel like you're alone.
How successful has First Step been?
Depends on how we measure success. Is it somebody comes in, puts the plug on the jug and never uses again, or somebody gets reunited with their family, reintegrated into the community? We celebrate lots of successes, healthy babies being born, ladies getting jobs again, returning to school, finding stable housing. So we see relapse as part of the disease, not a hoped for outcome, but always a part, possibly a part of the disease. And so we celebrate and again bigger long-term successes instead of just how many days someone has. It's fantastic that Reagan has 6 months, and that's lovely. And we have lots of women that will come out with 6 months or a year of clean time when they graduate. But also I think those other events like returning to the workforce, doing important volunteer work, going back to school. We have several young ladies that are full-time back in school, lots of women working, healthy babies being born all the time. Those are our successes.
And we'll continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. And joining us to discuss treating women and mothers struggling with addiction who have young children, our First Step Home President and CEO Margo Spence, Clinical Director Marianne O'Malley, and Reagan, a client of First Step Home. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Marianne, is there such a thing as a typical client that First Step Home serves, and what are they like?
I would say our typical client is late 20s, first or second time mom, dealing with lots of issues, maybe not enough education, wanting to support her family, often pregnant with another child. And these women are amazing because they end up being moms, returning to the workforce, and having to do their recovery, which means they're going to lots of meetings, lots of events that are sober in nature. So the recovery piece is bigger than just stop using and get a job. It's really getting that recovery piece in there. And also for their kids, lots of the kids end up in some kind of counseling. So I'd say that's more our typical client.
So as far as staying sober, has there ever been research done on how long people typically stay sober after they go through a program?
Research numbers are all over the place and have been since the 70s.
Okay.
Way back then, nobody was quite sure how to, again, determine what is recovery. If we think about someone that has diabetes or a heart condition, do they never take insulin again, or do they never have to take high blood pressure medication again? So we see that the bigger milestones of returning to society are how we really can measure success. And in that way, we have lots of success. The first treatment doesn't always catch. Mm-hmm. And especially with this opiate epidemic, it's really has a hold on people like nothing we've seen before.
513-419-7100 to join us. And Julie in Middletown joins us now. Hi, Julie.
Hi. This sounds like a wonderful program. I did have a question. You talked about research for if the women, their long-range sobriety. I was wondering if any studies have been done on the impact of children, that it helps to break the cycle of addiction in future generations for the children to also go through the program.
We'd probably just have to speak anecdotally about that, and I'm sorry, I don't really have any research on that. But what we're seeing is that mom is actually able to talk about what she's sick with her children by being there in treatment with her. So there's no secrets, there's no surprises. Often in a different setting, women would be separated from their children and saying, oh, mommy's sick, and child is very worried about that. This way, child sees mommy is not sick in the way that he or she might think, and can get some information and education that's age appropriate for them.
Margot, how beneficial is this to have the children involved?
Well, I think it helps to remove barriers as to why a woman would need to go into treatment. It removes the barriers as to the reasons why someone cannot go into treatment. Also, we provide support services. We have a daycare there on site. Also, we make arrangements for children of school age to go to either their area school or the school in the community. Also, we work very closely with an agency called Glad House to make sure that those children receive support services. They work in particular with children whose parents are addicted to drugs and alcohol. So I think mostly it helps to remove the barriers as to making a quicker decision to go into treatment rather than a service that does not provide treatment for children. Our services for children.
I know something that some of my friends have experienced is through case management, which First Step has, where these case managers help you get the services that you need, whether it be medical insurance, daycare vouchers, helping find the right school for the children. That is one of the things that makes First Step very unique in the sense that it covers all aspects of your life. And it also takes into account what the children's needs are, keeping the doctor's appointments for the children. And I can say that from firsthand, you know, exposure to it, these children are so happy to be with their moms. And the moms are equally as happy to be with them. And I think it can help them make it to fight harder for this, because it is a fight.
And Margot, what Reagan's describing there, I think you used the word holistic earlier,
yes,
that this is a holistic approach.
Absolutely. You know, as Marianne mentioned, it's not just about staying away from the drugs, but it's about changing your entire life and changing your environment. And that's why the housing is so important. It gives women the opportunity to step down to what they feel most comfortable with prior to finding a permanent house out in the wide community.
Now, a lot of the women are from abusive relationships. Are there cases, though, where the husbands and the partners are supportive?
Absolutely.
And do they get involved in the programs at First Step?
Absolutely. We do have family meetings. In fact, it's essential that folks that are involved with our clients as far as support members, significant others, husbands, other family members, attend our family education sessions prior to being able to visit. But we know that this client cannot go back out into community and unless they have support. So we want to work very closely with those folks that are supportive and in a good place to help the family member that's involved with us.
Now, you have an event coming up, I believe May 14th, is that,
yes,
is that right?
Tell
us about that. You're dedicating a new building, right?
Yes, and we're also recognizing four different awardees. Our event will be held at the Cincinnati Women's Club in the Clifton area, and it starts at 6 o'clock. We're all very, very excited about it. We will honor partners in the community that have helped us not only this past year, but in past years. We are dedicating a building. It will be called the Terry Shanlene Home for Mothers and Infants. It will be a wonderful place for moms that have just delivered their babies to come and to have an opportunity to bond. We'll have eight single-bedroom suites for the moms and her baby. So she'll have time to spend prior to going into our general population for groups and so forth.
And tell me about the gentleman who the building is being named for, Mr. Shanley.
Mr. Shanley worked for our agency for, I believe it was 10 years, just an outstanding man, a true visionary. He passed away in January. He pretty much dedicated his life to making sure that the women and the children had everything that they needed at First Step Home. So we're doing everything that we can to honor his legacy, and we know that he would be very, very proud to know that this building is being dedicated for him.
Regan, what would you say to someone who's struggling with addiction, who might be struggling at the same time, though, to ask for help?
I would say that for me, it came down to was that I could not live like this anymore. I deserved a better life, and everyone deserves to have a happy and healthy life, free of abuse and free of addiction. It is possible. It really is. It's not easy. Unfortunately, it is hard to get into treatment centers. This is an epidemic, and treatment centers that accept government assistance, there are just not that many out there. But there are waiting lists, and women do come in. And if you just make that one phone call, it really can change your life. And it has changed my life. And I pray for all those addicts that are still out there suffering, but there is hope. And I know for an environment that supports women, First Step Home by far has just the most amazing ability to help you regain your life again.
Mm-hmm. Mary Ann and Regan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. First Step Home Clinical Director Mary Ann O'Malley and Regan, who is a client of First Step Home. Marco Spence will join us for the next half of the show as we talk about treating pregnant women who are struggling with addiction. Later, in Focus on Technology, how technology has created a new type of player piano that's so good you can't tell it from a live performance. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.